And I begin in the name of Jesus. Amen. The wilderness. The wilderness is mentioned in two of our readings today. The wilderness often is that place that we don't want to be, especially as the Bible understands it. The wilderness is often that in-between place or that uncertain place. The wilderness is that place that we end up when things take a left turn that we're not expecting. The wilderness is that place where we can be and we're not sure what to do or what comes next. The wilderness is often that place that we want to avoid because it is a place of change, of transition. And change, even when it's desired change, is still stressful, is still difficult. When it's unwanted or unexpected change, it can be incredibly difficult. The wilderness is that space within the Bible, within our lives, where we just feel perhaps lost, or afraid, or scared, or angry, or uncertain. Wilderness is that place where we find ourselves, where I know many of us have found ourselves recently in the last few years because of changes of employment, illness, death, changes in life, things that we have not expected. Wilderness is those places that we would rather not dwell or stay. And yet Mark's gospel begins in the wilderness. Mark's gospel begins in the wilderness. And it is there echoing this story from Isaiah, which is a call out into the wilderness. A call out from the city into change, into a new beginning. It is a call to move into that sense of change, of that sense of difference. Especially in the Isaiah passage, these words are being spoken to the Israelites who have been in exile for many years and are being told it's time to go home, to return to Jerusalem, to return to the Holy Land. But many of those who are being called to return have never seen it. They have lived their entire lives in exile. For them, they are much more comfortable staying in exile than wandering out into the unknown of the promised future. In Mark's gospel, people are going out and finding John the Baptizer in the wilderness, looking for answers, looking for God there, not in the temple, not in the safety of the city, but here in the words of John, the strange man preaching in the desert, wearing strange clothes, and proclaiming that God is coming near. The wilderness is usually that place that we don't want to be. And yet, in our scripture today, we are told that God shows up in the wilderness. That God is acting within the wilderness. That God cares about us in the wilderness. We are told in our scriptures today that God brings about change. That wilderness is that place of change that we haven't expected, that we haven't wanted at times. What we are promised is that sometimes God is behind that change. Sometimes God uses that change, whether or not we have planned it, whether or not God is behind it, that yet when there is change, God brings about something new. John comes preaching about repentance, we are told, which is a call for change. Not just feeling guilty, not feeling bad. Really, the word in Greek, metanoia, means to change your mind, to change your perspective. And the word for comfort in Isaiah, nechamu, is about a change in your emotional state. Literally, it refers to the release of your breath after you've been holding it for so long. That great big sigh when you just let go of all the things that have been weighing you down. That is the comfort that God speaks to God's people in the wilderness. Change is not easy. Change is often stressful. Change is not always fun. But what we are told is that God can use change for the better. That sometimes the change that needs to happen is letting go of what have been our expectations, is letting go of our insistence on our idea of what is right and wrong, letting go of my own preferred way for the world to operate, letting go of the ways in which I have been living that maybe I honestly know are not good for me, but are so comfortable that I am afraid to leave them behind. Repentance, comfort. God speaks of change here not as a threat over us, but as a promise of a new beginning. God says that where there is change, where there is that feeling of lostness, where there is that uncertain future, I will be there with you, preparing a way in the wilderness. I will be there creating the highway towards something new. Because God is a different kind of God. God is a God of new beginnings and of changes. After all, in just a few verses within Mark's gospel, Jesus' ministry will begin here in the wilderness. Jesus will go not primarily to the temple or to the Jerusalem or to the holy places, but will go to the side streets and the slums, will go to those who feel most lost and cast off and forgotten. Jesus will go to those places where people feel very much as if they were stuck in the wilderness, in that place of permanent change or being lost, and there proclaim good news that they are not forgotten, they are not alone, that God indeed is with them. And it is Jesus who at the end of his ministry will be cast out of the city to be crucified out on a hill, away from the holy places. And yet it is there that he demonstrates the abundant, infinite love of God. The God who comes to find us in the wilderness. The God who comes to prepare a way forward. The God who speaks comfort and promise to us that though we may not see the way forward, that we are not alone. That though we may not have all the answers, that God is with us. The promise that though we may not be able to fix every problem, that God is constantly creating new life out of death, bringing forth new beginnings out of endings, constantly promising that we are not alone, that we have a future, that we have a hope, that we indeed matter to God and we matter to this world. We come to be reminded of that promise week after week. We come to be reminded that God is with us wherever it is that we may roam. Indeed, within Mark's gospel, we are constantly told about this Holy Spirit that is loose, that is active, that is doing things, not where people expect or in the ways that they expect, but is going on before God, is preparing the way, is bringing forth healing and hope and life in unexpected ways, in unexpected places, in unexpected people. The Spirit continues to move. The Holy Spirit that has captured us in baptism, the God that promises to be near us, continues to go out before us. God is not confined to the walls of this church or the pages of the Bible. But God dwells within us. God goes before us. God is there within those wilderness places, saying that there is resurrection and new life. That there is transformation, repentance. There is comfort, that great release. That deep sigh and breath when we let go of thinking that I have to fix it, that I have to have all the answers, that somehow I need to know everything. Instead, trust that God is doing something new. That God is indeed before me. That whatever path I may find myself on, God will be there too. When we find ourselves in the wilderness, personally or as a group, we are reminded, in this season especially, that God is Emmanuel, God with us, God who draws near, the God who prepares ways in the wilderness, the God who is and always will be there present with us. We cling to that promise and that hope, for that is good news. Amen.